Aguilera, Univision.
That's right, right after the gold guy.
All in Spanish.
Yeah, but the gold guy that time is going to say, like, ooh.
Here now is Nuz Nurnang. Hi, Nuz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Federal investigators say they made considerable progress today at the site of the TWA crash just off Long Island. They now have a sonar ship and a recovery ship anchored over the wreckage on the ocean floor. And they've finally gotten a remote control vehicle into the water, along with equipment that allows the divers to stay under for much longer periods of time. The relatives of those who died say they want to know first from now on whenever bodies are discovered. They made that clear today in a meeting with New York Governor George Pataki. Pataki says he and federal officials have agreed to make that happen. Some family members criticized Pataki yesterday when he said divers had found up to 100 more bodies, a claim the feds later discredited. So far, 112 of the 230 bodies have been recovered. Congress is still getting briefings on the crash and still not learning much. Leading lawmakers from the House and the Senate say they've been told there's still no hard evidence of a terrorist attack. A member of the House Transportation Committee says a bomb is still the most likely explanation for what happened, but he says that still cannot be supported. In San Jose, California, Richard Allen Davis is a big step closer to learning his fate for killing Polly Klaas. The defense has finished presenting evidence in the penalty phase of the trial. Davis was convicted last month of kidnapping the 12-year-old from her home and then killing her. The 1993 crime got national attention. Now Davis is trying to avoid being sentenced to death. The jury's only other option is life in prison without parole. Closing arguments are set for Friday. Bob Dole is calling himself the freedom candidate, and today he called for more freedom for small businesses. Dole was campaigning today in Pennsylvania, promising new tax breaks and less regulation for small companies. Among other things, Dole says he wants to bring back the full tax deduction for home offices. Here's some good news. People's spending power is growing faster than inflation across most of the country. New figures from the Commerce Department show personal incomes up 1.2% in the first quarter of the year. And looking at state-by-state figures on inflation over that same period, the increases in income win the race. People in western states saw the biggest increases. Another bad day on Wall Street, though. Stocks were down overall. Losers led gainers by 3-1, even though the Dow gained 8 points at the closing bell. But NASDAQ fell nearly 7, and the S&P fell a fraction. Coming up, a couple of stories about our failure to behave ourselves. Cruelty with a silly streak in the Buzz File. After the sports, next. In sports, U.S. gymnast Kerry Strug's hopes were dashed today. A badly sprained left ankle will keep her out of tomorrow's all-around individual women's gymnastics competition. The 18-year-old from Tucson finished a vault landing on one good foot last night and was carried to the medal stand by her coach. The American women posted their first ever Olympic gold medal. Training girls to be Olympic gymnasts is tantamount to child abuse. That from a team of doctors writing in the New England Journal of Medicine. The doctors say pushing young girls in nonstop training can cause eating disorders, skeletal damage, and even psychological damage. A female kayaker from Antigua was slightly injured today when one of the buses carrying Olympic athletes collided with a car. An Olympic spokeswoman says the athlete is fine now after being treated and released at a hospital. 8 days after the deal was made, Rod Strickland is now officially a member of the NBA's Washington Bullets. The Bullets made it so by deciding to waive the physical exam. Strickland had refused to take that exam as part of his holdout for more money. The deal sent Strickland and Harvey Grant from the Trailblazers to Washington in exchange for forward Rasheed Wallace and guard Mitchell Butler. Finally, Charles Weaver of Glen Burnie, Maryland, and another hunter, Edward Saunders, fired their shotguns at about the same time. A short distance away, a large deer fell dead in the weeds. There was a time, I think, that two hunters in this situation might congratulate each other and celebrate together. Instead, these men argued over whose shot did the trick. And in the heat of that argument, Charles used the butt of his gun to break the other guy's jaw and two of his vertebrae. After 2 months in jail, Chuck will have to pay for Ed's medical expenses, according to the Washington Post. Chuck's lawyer says his client has learned his lesson and in the future will just walk away.
What's cooking, Buzz?
Walking away is not always a good thing, however. This happened Sunday afternoon in New York. Gail Murphy was stuck at home, forced to lie on her stomach in much discomfort all day after having hemorrhoid surgery. All she wanted was a little company and a little comforting, but her husband Edward had other ideas.
I shouldn't laugh.
He tossed a six-pack into a cooler and announced he was going fishing. When Mr. Sensitive got home 6 hours later, Gail climbed out of bed, limped to the front porch, and fired a shotgun blast into his chest. I saw a bumper sticker today that said, "Every day I fish adds a year to my life." Edward Murphy was not so lucky.
Oh, man.
The funeral arrangements and the court dates are pending.
Wow. Eddie Murphy?
I'm Buzz Burbank.
You say Eddie Murphy?
On the Don and Mike Show. Yeah, I think so.
Eddie Murphy?
Edward Murphy.
Edward Murphy.
I'll be right there, Buzz.
All right, we'll be back in a second. Charlie, interview that will call the Olympics in the next hour. Stay right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
Right.
And I was thinking, something about the Olympics I wanted to mention. And I think I finally figured out what it is. I saw last night a commercial for the Olympics that had, without a doubt, the world's lamest, worst website ever.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if there's anybody listening to our program. They told me at any time we got like at least 1 million people. And the total audience for this show nationwide is like 2.5 million people.
Right.
I want to know if there's anybody out there that's ever gone to the arid, extra dry website
for the Olympics.
Wow. Last night. No, the deodorant.
It's just right. It has nothing to do with the Olympics. It just has something to do with arid.
They were running the commercial last night for arid, extra dry.
Everybody's on the net.
And on the bottom of the ad,
right,
it says www or http dot arid.com.
Phone's ringing.
You know, I could say that website really stinks, but I won't. But I want to know, has anybody ever gone, you know, I maintain, this is why.
It's the pits.
This is why we don't have a website. A website, at least in my humble opinion, is nothing more than an advertisement.
Yeah, and really.
And unfortunately, right now, we don't have anything to advertise.
They're long on, they're short on information and long on advertisements.
Yeah, you turn it on, and at first you go, wow, a website, isn't this fantastic? And it's you have to wait a long time to download the pictures.
Right.
I'd be curious to know on the arid extra dry website, what kind of picture? Will you get a bunch of armpit shots?
Maybe those ladies. Remember that article we had where the ladies had their noses in somebody's pits checking out armpit odor?
We once called a factory in Cleveland.
Right.
Where women, here's the job for these poor women. Guys would get real sweaty and use different brands of deodorant, and they lined these women up. And they would have to smell guys' armpits to tell which deodorant worked the best.
They put them in lab coats and hairnets, and there they were all in a row, thrusting their noses into men's armpits.
All right, well, nobody's calling. I'm not surprised. But somebody must log on to the Arid Extra Dry website. Otherwise, why would they have it on the bottom of the commercial there?
Outside of Bob Seska, I really don't know who would get involved in that website.
Probably Bob Seska's face when you go to log on.
Charles, you just dropped that stack of cartridges. Would you be involved in that website at all?
It's my pit in the picture.
It's your pit in the picture.
His pit.
There you go.
It's his hairless pit in the picture. Hello? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I log on, believe it or not.
No, come on.
I do.
Come on, get serious with me. What's the address?
Well, can you hold on a second?
Yes.
All right, let me go get it.
Okay, please do.
Oh, he's got it handy. The man sounds sincere. Doesn't sound like he's lying to us.
I believe it. Speaking of hairless, we ran into that movie last night, Powder.
Oh, yeah, did you see it? What do you think?
That is a that's a good movie, but that's a sad movie, too.
Is it really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeff Goldblum was in that. I didn't know he was. Are you there? Did the guy hang up?
Charlie Stossel was saying that he thought Powder was a better version of the new John Travolta movie.
A phenomenon?
Yeah, exactly.
This guy with the bleached out skin and everything, he can make crazy stuff happen with lightning and everything.
Dennis Murphy's going to be in the sequel to that, Gold Bond Powder.
No, guy's not there.
He's going to come up real soon.
Nobody in their right mind would log on to an arid extra dry webpage.
Outside of doing it for a gag. I mean, if you wanted to just find out about pits.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, someone might log in if they had a reaction under their arms or anywhere else where they might be using the deodorant where they didn't belong.
Sounds like somebody who might know what they're talking about.
Does that sound like a good reason?
Well, no, not really. No.
Not really.
I mean, Dennis Murphy's had a rash, and he didn't log on there.
I don't think he used his roll-on in his crotch, though.
Yeah, maybe someone else didn't have a home site for him to log into.
All right. Are we all arid users here?
Thank you, Miss Helper.
Just out of idle curiosity. I mean, you know, we like to endorse products once in a while. I'm an arid extra dry person.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I am pretty much whatever's on sale is
really
the route that I go. Yeah.
Okay. Buzz?
Sure.
And I like the...
Whatever's on sale?
No, Sure is the brand that
sure
I use.
Sure is what you use.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, you funny guy. I like the push-up kind.
Yeah, you got me, Buzz.
Do you use push-up?
No, I use roll-on.
Oh, so you use the kind that has the ball on top of it?
Push-up tends to irritate my armpits.
Does, I, Anybody use those little cotton things that you put in your shirt?
No, that's a girl.
No, it's like something my mom would. You know, my mom used to use
You're using that for the wrong reason. Those are tucks.
What about that Avon perfume deodorant that was in a little glass jar that you dabbed on?
Again, that's a girl thing. Don't know about that.
Really?
Don't know about that.
Tussie.
My mom used to use Tussie, and I would be so embarrassed when my friends would come over to the house. They'd go in the bathroom and go, Tussie! And you know what else my mom had? My mom had the Tussie deodorant. That like came in like a face cream jar.
Oh, gross.
You know what I mean? And she would have to put her big fingers in there and get out a couple of things of that. Yeah, and then under the arm, and then she'd go fix dinner.
Put on bagels.
Hello, hello, Don and Mike show.
Can I speak with Don and Mike?
No, sorry, you can't. They're very busy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi. This is Aaron. Put me through.
Aaron, you're on the air. Hello, Aaron.
It's Aaron Spelling.
Yeah. I logged onto the site. I found it very good.
Is this our Aaron Spelling guy?
The other guy that thinks he's Aaron Spelling.
All right. Listen, nobody uses that. Just watch. If you're watching the Olympics tonight, I'm sure the commercial will run. Look at the end. Get a little laugh. www.arid.com.
Nobody uses a spray in this room, though, right?
No, I do.
Oh, you use the spray? Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
That is not cost efficient, at least with somebody like me, because if I'm using a spray deodorant, I will go with it until the point when your armpit starts to freeze up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
When you know you've put on.
Oh, that's too much.
Way too much. Yeah.
I am criticized by my wife because when I put it on, I cover too large an area, she indicates. That I don't just do the pit. I kind of slather it down my arm a little bit. And actually, it's sometimes when I'm feeling really liberal, it can almost go as far as my elbow.
Wow. Well, you're a big sweater, though.
Yeah, I am. And you know. I'm doing pretty well today.
Just give yourself a pit check. You are the grossest. I wouldn't smell your pit. I wouldn't smell my pits.
You know something, though?
The armpit is like worse than a foot, I think.
Wow. You know something?
On the grossness scale, yes.
That is where I have. I am so proud of the fact that my
feet.
Stop
taking your shoes off.
My feet are odorless, and that is. Yeah. I am so proud of that fact that my feet are odorless.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, yeah. I'm just calling about the Arid. .com thing.
Yes, the website. Yes, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mike has got his shoe up to his face now. This is the grossest.
Hang up.
Have you ever taken a shoe, a brand new shoe that's never been on your foot, and smelled it?
Probably, yes, I have.
This has the exact same odor because it's a relatively new shoe. I've worn it 3 days now.
Congratulations, Mike. Hello. Why are you always trying to get me to smell your shoes?
I don't know. Maybe that's a fetish.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Yeah. Calling down to Mike.
Yes, you're on. How many times do I have to say yes, you're on the air?
Come on, get with it. Move it along, sir. Let's go. Get to the point.
Okay, anyways, I don't use that Arid crap. No, not at all. And as for the .com with Arid, that's a pain in the ass. Why would I do it?
Feed it to those kids.
Yeah, I mean, why don't you tend to those children while they're pulling apart a live chicken?
Okay, I will, but
right.
It's Legos, you know. Bye.
All right, bye.
Is there a chance that might be perhaps an older sibling or...
Hello.
Hey, that person has some bread.
Don and Mike show.
Are we live?
Yes, we're live.
All right, you guys are the coolest.
Yeah.
Yeah, bye.
Well, that's it?
That's it, man. You guys are too cool, but this isn't even Don and Mike.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're right here. You're talking to us right now.
No way.
Our voices
Plus Burbank's the coolest.
Our voices do not sound that different on the telephone, do they? No, they don't. It's impossible.
I don't think so. But
I talked to you on the...
Because you would have told me to hang my radio up.
I talk to Mike all the time on the telephone, and I notice that your voice is the same.
I think to an individual with limited intellectual capacity, perhaps, you know, we might sound like, you know, the Munchkins.
Hello?
The Munchkins. The Munchkins. Oompa Loompas, you mean, right?
Oompa Loompa. I got you, Oompa Loompa.
Oh, yeah, I could use a good laugh. Let's see it.
You know, occasionally we'll stay on the line with a guy like this just because it's some sick curiosity on our part.
See, now he for sure knows that it's us.
No, not at all. I know it's not you guys.
Now, see, he's doing that.
Yeah, he's
cleared that up. In his feeble attempt to get more airtime.
All righty. Feeble more. That's good, isn't it?
What?
But we're not live.
God, you are so dense. Come on.
All right, well, you guys are too cool anyways. That's all I need to say.
That's what I love. You know, sometimes this audience just blows me away.
Bless him.
Here we are. You know, we told this guy he's an idiot. He says, hey, I love it. You guys are number one.
Heck yeah.
Okay, bye-bye. Heck yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hello, I'm looking at this page right now.
All right, now, did you log on?
Yeah, I've got a, you know, internet connection at work, and I'm looking at it right now.
What is the address for it? Do you know?
www.yoyo.com/arid /index.html.
Might be. It might be.
But
that
anyway.
That sounds real. Well, what is it like?
He's got some stupid trivia game, Get a Little Closer 3, The Kiss, a romantic trivia game, and compete for a Caribbean vacation.
Wow.
It's just like, do you like to be kissed? Like to be kissed? Who doesn't? That's why you have a chance to win a romantic trip.
How stupid. This is people logging onto a website for deodorant.
Oh, and at the bottom, there's an ad for Trojan condoms.
Really? Yeah, just in case.
Wow.
Just in case you get the smelling nice and you think you can get some. Don't forget. Cover yourself. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I like that lady's idea. They could help people with underarm irritations.
Uh-huh. Perhaps.
You know, really, I mean, that'd be worthwhile. Mm.
Okay, Bob Hope Heartbreak. Well, at least I know that's true. The Arid Extra Dry webpage is there.
I bet Bob uses a spray.
I bet Bob has to have somebody spray him.
Yeah, probably.
Tragic Bob Hope.
All right, now I would like to make a request here.
America's favorite comic.
As Don reads this story, everybody
is
in
deaf
this
and
room,
blind.
Yes. Don't laugh. No laughing. Of course, this is not something that's funny.
No.
So that's it. That's my advice to everybody. No laughing.
Good. Tragic Bob Hope. America's favorite comic. Is deaf and blind. Mike? Mike?
It's clearing my throat.
Wow.
This is in a tabloid, right? So there.
No, this is in the New York Times. It's the headline for today's New York Times. Bob Hope Heartbreak. 93-year legend has gone blind and deaf.
Oh, no.
Okay, no, this is from the Star.
The Star is that right? Okay, and they really like to do the subtle approach.
Well, if anybody's seen the grocery store, the headlines, the picture.
Yeah.
You've got to see the picture.
Yeah, the picture. He's in rough shape.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Friends were particularly upset by Bob Hope's appearance July 12th at Milton Berle's 88th birthday party. Two aides had to guide Bob from his car and across the sidewalk onto Dunhill's on Rodeo Drive. The Feynman's. Now, this isn't funny. I don't know why I'm laughing.
Sick in the head. We ought to get our asses thrown out of the stadium.
The Funnyman's virtually sightless eyes. This is not funny.
This is not funny, and you should not laugh at this.
Not at all.
It's terrible. All right.
We're swollen and red-rimmed. No laughing. Once inside. Okay, I got it. Listen, I got it under control.
Good,
now.
Good. Control yourself,
yeah,
please.
Once inside, longtime wife Dolores had to grip him firmly by the arm as she escorted him through a maze of tables. Often he seemed taken by surprise when old friends he barely recognized came up to greet him. An insider says Bob was so dazed and confused, he wasn't even aware that Milton Berle was standing right next to him, gaily talking about friends and TV. I wonder if he was really talking gaily.
Hmm.
Hey.
Gee, Bob. You really have lots of friends on TV.
You are super. He was looking off into the distance and wasn't aware of Berle till Uncle Milty grabbed him in a hug and kissed him on the cheek. The beloved entertainer and his devoted wife spend the lion's share of their time these days alone at their Palm Springs home. He knows he can't see or hear and be... This is not funny.
No, it's not. You're going to go to hell.
I got a pass for two.
That's right. I'll be on the back of the bike.
He knows he can't. And that's what we're doing. We're riding a bicycle to hell.
That's right.
We're riding like a bicycle like Pee-wee had in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, but we'll be floating like in The Wizard of Oz, like Jane Gulch or whatever her name is.
Are you going to be on the handlebars?
Yeah, I'm sitting on the handlebars with my knees up in the air. Dreamy.
The beloved entertainer, so those inside Palm Springs home, he knows he can't see or hear, and being with people is hard on him. Let me see. He hates to be led around to sit in a room that's nothing but a blur. That's okay for many people. But when did Bob Hope get old? Says an anguished friend. Say, wasn't he young during Desert Storm? Don't know about that.
I think Bob, you know, if you look closely, as we have over the years, you'd notice that there, you know, he's not what he used to. He's not. It's not the road pictures anymore.
But he seldom even takes a dip in the pool these days. On occasion, Bob does play one hole of golf. His backyard one hole golf course.
Four. I want a two.
Bob Hope recently told friends he wished it was 50 years ago. Those are the days he loved.
Sure.
He loved doing the USO shows. He said there was a certain mystery in getting shot at and wearing a flak jacket.
God bless him.
When he talks about those days, his face and eyes lose that dull look they have now.
That's good.
In his mind, he's back out there entertaining the boys and loving every minute of it.
You want to go swimming after golf? Yeah.
But despite his ailments, he isn't ready to give up. He's co-hosting an August TV special with Tony Danza.
No, don't do this to him.
Called Laughing with the President.
Oh, no, now that's, you know, really
a compilation
sad.
Of skits and stand-up jokes on presidents dating back to FDR.
That's what's sick.
Yeah, that is sick. I want to tell you.
Let the now, man retire. But of course, this is probably what he wants to do, but somebody ought to say, hey,
yeah. Or hold on. If Bob is really blind and deaf, I don't know if Bob really wants to be on with Tony Danza.
You know, who knows who's pulling the strings there, but I think really, I think we've been saying this for what, 10 years?
That longer than that.
Bob, all right, you know, it's enough. Retire.
Yeah. Go take a nap.
Relax.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that they say, you know, the performing keeps him going, but we, you know, for years and years and years, I mean, when was the last? Listen,
don't forget the last Christmas special he did, the
sure.
one where, like, Dolores is interviewing the guys from the All-American football team, and Bob has just kind
right.
of been poured into a chair in the corner.
Wasn't the last special in his house? They brought the cameras into his house. I mean, this has been going on too long.
See, and the thing is, we will take flack for reading this article.
Right.
However, when he's on TV, you know why people are going to be watching him?
Right. They're going to see, you know, what condition is Bob in.
Absolutely. They're going to wheel him out. Tony Danza will do all the work.
Right.
Angela. One, I'm here with Bob Hope. Bob, we got you talking to all the presidents. It's just so great. Angela.
Yeah, he'll be doing all the work, and Bob will just be there. Now, even George Burns, when, you know, at the end of his life, when he really couldn't perform anymore, didn't he just pack it in?
Yeah, but he had the Bob Hope hasn't had the episodes like George Burns has. With
right.
the, didn't George Burns fall like in a shower and stuff?
Yes.
And,
yeah.
But even at the end, George Burns, at least who knows when, he's more together than Bob Hope was.
Yeah, and I really wish that, you know, whoever's running that empire would perhaps it is sick to put him on TV still.
Sick in the head.
They ought to get their asses thrown out of the stadium.
Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
I tell you. My virtually sightless eyes are swollen and red-rimmed after reading that story.
Mm-hmm. You're here.
Hello? You're on the air.
Ah, yes.
They're out there.
Plenty of time on his hands.
They're out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Sick.
All right, sick.
Sick.
Sick in the head. Let's continue our Olympic coverage now.
Wonderful.
No real way out of that story. Either
no
we go
way.
To commercials or we go right to the Olympic stuff.
That's right.
So we're going to go to the Olympic stuff.
Not unless Bob's going to be on the, you know, on the parallel bars.
Hello? Who's on this line? I'm trying to make a call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
I want to tell you.
They put that on the special. I'll tune in.
It's wild. Now for the Americans. Here's Bob Hope.
On the
vault. Wild, man.
Here we go. Listen, if I'm going to do that, I'll tell you. I want to tell you. Put me in those big Bob Hope boxing trucks and the oversized boxing gloves.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know the hair and fingernails don't actually grow when you die. Everything else around it just recedes.
Well, you know, we've heard different theories on that, sir.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've also heard that your hair does grow.
My hair grows, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey there.
Hi.
This is Rob A.
Yes, this is Rob A.
I just called and you said they weren't taking any more calls.
Yeah, I hate it when people call back. I'm trying to produce a show and you're really distracting me. So please, don't call again. Is that okay?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The angry Rob A.
Hello. All right, can I use this line to dial out on? Fantastic.
All right, good.
AT&T Global Olympic Village. Phone bank. There's somebody on this line.
Hello?
See?
Donna Mike.
Hello.
Hey, a long-time listener. I've been out of the area for a few years, but I got a Bob Hope story that you might want to hear.
A Bob Hope story?
Yeah.
Well, tell me the gist of it real fast.
Okay, it was a few years ago. I was in the Army. I was down in San Antonio.
Yeah?
And it was Christmas time. We were all training and everything. And they load us all up on buses. They forced us to go to this Bob Hope thing. At the Air Force hangar, actually.
You know, after all, isn't that really why they print the articles like that about Bob Hope?
Yeah.
You know, I think our only crime in this is that we read them on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, they print them to kind of say, all right, enough is enough.
Right.
Because they're concerned.
Yeah,
As we are on this show, the National Enquirer and all the other tabloids just concerned about the well-being of celebrities.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Hello?
Yeah, so they forced us to go to this thing, and they brought this really sorry comedian out, told some stupid jokes and got the crowd reaction. That's what they filmed to show later as he did his show.
You know, the one thing, though, about the military aspect, I mean, really, if you got to be honest, you go way, way back, and he has done a service to his country back in the, you know, World War II and Vietnam and that stuff.
But is the story, though, that they brought out a young comedian, and then they got the footage of the GIs laughing at the young comedian and spliced that with the stuff that Bob Hope was doing?
Yeah, so we all felt used and, you know.
Yeah.
And humiliated?
Well, more used than the military, you know, put us through.
I think in his later years, they might have, you know, put him back in his house in Palm Springs.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. You're great.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Now, let me make a call out here. Hello?
Hello?
Man, hello. You're on the air.
Don?
Yes. Yes,
hey,
I am.
Hey, I was just thinking about it. You said Bob Hope was doing a show with Tony Danza?
Yes.
And he's like blind and deaf?
Yes,
can you think of a better way of doing a show with Tony Danza?
That's good.
I like that. All right.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Calling the
somebody's on one of their phones.
AT&T Global Olympic Village.
We've gotten some very good reports from the Olympics calling the Global Village.
This is a bank of phones. It's right down in the little temporary city that they have built in downtown Atlanta.
That's right.
And this is where all of the spectators go when they don't have an event to go to, when you want to get out of the heat and the humidity.
Oh, no, we had someone. And I hope that person was from a foreign country.
Hello? Hello? Boy, you know, I can't get a line out to broadcast.
Speak to us.
Hello? Oh, there we go. 4-4-5-8-9-3-2-5. Got it.
Calling the Global Olympic Village.
150 different payphones. And the place is always jammed. It's open 24 hours a day. People all hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
Good chance for us to speak the international language of love.
Excellent.
Just wait for somebody to pick up.
It's best if they're from another country.
I want to tell you, Tony Danza,
imagine him really in real life, Bob Hope.
I don't want to work with that a-hole. Dolores, I'm not working with him. I told you. I'm Brooke Shields. What about Brooke Shields? Yeah, there you go.
Hey. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, is this the Global Olympic Village?
Yeah.
I want to tell you.
Hello, this is Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national radio show right now.
Oh, really?
Are you an American?
You bet.
Now, are you an athlete or a spectator?
Well, kind of a worker or spectator.
Worker? What do you do?
Oh, we do the digital imaging over at AT&T Pavilion.
Worker?
Okay.
Yeah.
Worker? I hardly knew her.
Well, you know, photographer slash, you know, computer specialist or technician, I guess.
Where are you from in America?
Southern California.
Southern California. Okay, we have a job.